Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Who's this, Solana?
Daft Punk.
Did I just read that they've broken up after 28 years together?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
About money.
I mean, they wear those, like, spacesuits. Do we even know what they look like? I mean, it's very possible that it's, you know, me and Colonel Sanders, you know. It's like there's a reason that you've never seen them. So, and then, I mean, they could have been old 28 years ago when they started. I mean,
yeah,
just might be time.
Everybody, boy, Earth, Wind, and Fire is still together, aren't they?
Earth, Wind, and Fire is together, but they don't wear, you know, spacesuits. Like, you know what they look like. I'm telling you, do we know what Daft Punk looks like, Solana?
What'd you call him?
Daft Punk.
Why are you saying it like that?
Why?
Oh, it's not Daft Punk. It's Daft Punk.
No, if you know anything about the German language, it's Daft Punk.
But they're not German. They're not German.
Sure they are.
No, they're not. They came together in Paris. French.
Via.
French.
Okay.
Paris.
Daft Punk.
Well, that's
it's
why
Daft
I'm confused that they split up, because had there been a rift between the two of them, nobody knows what they look like when they're performing on stage. Just hire anybody to go up there and push some buttons to play your music.
Right. It's Milli Vanilli, essentially. It doesn't matter who's up there playing the song. We're just looking at two guys in spacesuits. It might actually be astronauts, right? It could be Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah. Buzz and O'Neill, they doing their thing. Get out of here.
Well, will they be missed, Solana?
I'll miss them. I love Daft Punk, and they're probably one of the more famous duos in EDM music, dance music, and I love them, and they will be missed.
All right. glad that we covered that. Yeah. How was Minnesota? So you're back? Are you all thawed out?
Oh, goodness gracious. I slept on the porch Saturday night. I just wanted to be outside. Seriously.
Absorb the warmth.
You think I'm playing? I put the kids to bed, and I went and just sat on the porch, and my wife thought I was, like, in deep thought or, you know, something was going on in my life. She came out, you know, rubbing my back like, hey, is everything? I was like, no, I just want some warm.
She thought you were being wistful, thinking about the week that you guys spent with family in Minnesota, and you're just so grateful to have a great family. And just soaking up the warmth here.
Inside for 5-6 days. I want to be outside now. Yes.
So do you rave again? Every year you rave about Minnesota. Do you rave again about Minnesota?
Probably the worst trip because of how damn cold it was.
Sure.
Like, bro, you can deal with, you know, 20s and 10s. When you get to negative 30, like, that is death weather. Like, from the inside of the house, if you touch the window too long, your hand would start to burn. That's how damn cold it was outside. Like, that's not human living, you know, situation. So,
right.
The people were nice. The food's good. You know, we went, my kids and wife went to the mall. I was working that day. So they had a great time. They skied. The purpose of the trip was complete, but it was just a little knocked off by negative 35 degrees.
Yeah, no, I can totally understand that. That's not a temperature where humans are supposed to be traipsing around outside. So,
Yeah. And then I kept turning the heat up. They were turning it down. The homeowners, I turned it up. We were having like, you know, a little thermostat.
No one acknowledges that someone keeps changing it. But every time you walk past, you realize someone's been pushing it down.
I usually keep it about, you know, 70, 68, 70. Okay, that's cool. 77, 81. I was jacking it up whenever I had a chance.
I saw someone tweet out the other day. It's like, how come 65 degrees outside is the most perfect weather of all time, but 65 degrees inside on your air conditioner is like the frozen tundra? I don't know. I don't know why that is. It is so true.
Makes a lot of sense.
We have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. We have Mike Cugno coming on to try a Shamrock Shake for the first time. If you recall, he tried a McRib for the first time on this show. And that was just kind of by happenstance. He happened to be in a parking lot with a McDonald's. This time, the plan is for him to call us from a McDonald's parking lot so he can try a Shamrock Shake for the first time. I'm going to be open and honest here. I've been told your body changes, you know, when you get into your 50s, which I am now. I had a Shamrock Shake over the weekend, and I believe I am now lactose intolerant. I never thought that I was, and I know that I wasn't, but or else they have changed the formula because something happened to me, man. My kid, it was Saturday night, and it was like 11, 1130 at night, and my kid was like, hey, let's go get a Shamrock Shake. And I was like, all right, I didn't really feel like it. And or maybe the answer to the riddle is when you're in your 50s, don't drink a Shamrock Shake with whipped cream right before you go to bed. That may have been, maybe that was the bad idea.
I was going to tell you, bro, I think, you know, I don't have the milk either. I'm not lactose intolerant. But if you drink a big ass glass of milk right before laying down, 99% of the world's going to wake up 3 hours later.
It was so bad. So the mistake was, like, we go out at 11:30 and we have this Shamrock Shake, you know, and it's fun, your son, you know, you do. But then he's up till 3-4 in the morning with friends, and I go right to sleep. And so I am telling you, I spent the entire night just running to different bathrooms in my house. It was miserable. It was an awful. So now I'm not even certain I like the Shamrock Shake anymore because the experience was not great. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Something happened.
You know what? You said something that struck a chord with me because I do the same. Because I have IBS. Like, yeah, milk, anything can trigger me. A little turkey slice. It's just my body might not like it at that time and date. Why do you change bathrooms? Are you running away from your own? You're running away from your own stink. Is what
right,
you're doing.
Or maybe I'm feeling another one will be luckier. Like, I don't know. It can't be as bad. There's no way I can be as bad over here as I was over there. It's impossible. You know, it's like in Vegas. I love to gamble at different casinos when things go awry somewhere else. I'm like, you know what? There's like a bad juju in this casino. I gotta walk down the strip a little bit. That's what I did. I walked down the strip a little bit, tried a different one. I got housed at that casino, went to a third one. It just wasn't my night. Anyway.
At least there's different dealers. The common denominator is your damn right. Stomach. Yeah. You can't leave your stomach in your bedroom and go to the bathroom.
My kid has the nerve to ask me last night. He goes, hey, you want to go get a Shamrock Shake? And, you know, he can drive now, so it's fun. And I go, no, not at all. I go, I learned my lesson. So he goes out. He gets a Shamrock Shake. You know, he's like, hey, you want a sip? I'm not going to finish it. He got a large. You want a sip? I'm not going to finish it. I go, no, I do not want a sip. And then he left it there on the table. And I took a sip. And the moment I took a sip, the memories came rushing back. It was like the heroin addict who was like, well, I could do one more little thing of smack. And I, like the memories came rushing back, and I threw it away. I was like, get this away from me. So smack. Hopefully Cugno, smack. Hopefully Cugno doesn't experience that, because I imagine he might have the 5 or 6 or 11 o'clock news to deal with. So Cugno's going to do that. And later on in today's program, Brian Geltzeiler, the Hoops critic from NBA Radio, He is going to join us, and we'll talk some Miami Heat. Let's get headlines here before we run out of time this segment. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Where do I begin, guys? So much happened over the weekend. All right, we'll start with the Heat then, because my guts
are you going to mention
intact.
The Hurricanes baseball team?
I will.
Beating the Florida Gators?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about it.
Took 2 of 3 over the formerly ranked number one in the nation, Florida Gators. Because now the Miami Hurricanes baseball team, they are now ranked number one and number three in the nation. First series victory over UF since 2014 for the Canes.
Talk about it.
Yeah, gotta give them they love, baby. No, I'm a Gator, but hell, they whoop their ass. They whoop their ass.
Yep. Somebody texts in, Hawk, I tried my first Shamrock Shake Friday night. Let me preface this by saying I'm on a diet and have my cheat meals on Fridays. So I chose the Shamrock Shake over a steak dinner and much more delicious foods. One sip of the Shamrock Shake and I realized I made a terrible decision. Now, I will tell you, my kid got one 2 days in a row. I don't know what's happened to me. I don't know what's happened to me. I know I love the McRib, and I know I like McDonald's shakes. I think I might be permanently affected by drinking a Shamrock Shake at midnight and going right to bed in my 50s. It was really one of the worst decisions of my life.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
The things you do for your kids was really a bad decision.
Ted Cruz,
he just wanted to take his kids to Cancun. He wanted to be a good dad. I just wanted to drink a Shamrock Shake. I feel you, Ted.
Respect y'all's parenting. Don't respect y'all's decision-making.
Yeah, decision-making is suspect at best.
The Canes baseball team, they'll host Votech at Alex Rodriguez Park at Mark Light Field this weekend. They start conference play.
All right.
Heat. The Miami Heat, they're now 13-17, two straight dubs, and the most recent one coming over the Los Angeles Lakers, 96-94 on Saturday. Hawks boy Alex Caruso missed one of the ugliest jump shots I've ever seen.
Woo! It was ugly. We had, me and Crowder had the Lakers straight and the Lakers -3.5.
Well, I'm glad you both lost because that is not having the guts. The Heat now just 2.5 games out of the 4 seed in the Eastern Conference.
I had the guts. Trust me. I had the guts. They just happened to be coming out of my butt.
Bubble guts, I think they called it.
I did. I had the bubble guts.
3-3 on this 7-game road trip. They play Oklahoma City tonight, 9 p.m. No Tyler Hero, Tyler Hero is questionable. Heat, 6.5-point favorites. OKC, they've lost 3 of 4. They are coming off of a win yesterday in Cleveland.
This feels like one of those games that the Heat loses, right? They beat Sacramento. They beat the Lakers. And what are they? If they won 2 in a row? Yeah, 2 in a row. Mm-hmm. And now they could win 3 in a row and actually salvage the road trip. It'd be a decent road trip. And you just feel like they're going to come out and lose tonight. I do. But that might be my bubble guts talking.
Hey, Bubbly, they got to stop that. Damn, defending Eastern Conference champions.
I know,
they have to win games they're supposed to win.
I know.
The Florida Panthers, they play the Dallas Stars tonight, 7 p.m. They'll play Dallas 3 times in a row this week. Chris Drieger, he is back in the net tonight. The Cats over the weekend, they were 1-1. They beat Detroit Friday night 7-2. And, of course, Bobrovsky in the net Saturday, they lost 2-1 in Detroit.
We had the over on Friday night, over 5.5 goals. That flew over, obviously. And then Saturday, we had the Panthers straight to win, and they lost to Detroit. That was a disappointment.
If you've been on Dolphins Twitter over the past couple of hours, you've seen this quote, or this story, that is. Devontae Smith, per Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated, was asked to choose between Tua Tagovailoa or Alabama quarterback Mac Jones. And according to this report, Smith did not hesitate, and he answered Mac Jones over Tua.
What?
Well,
I don't like that.
He won a Heisman with Mac Jones.
That's true. You know what? That's a good point. That would be highly disrespectful to Mac Jones.
Yes.
If right after winning a Heisman, you go, oh, yeah, that guy a couple years ago.
Way better than you.
Yeah.
But cause for concern that he didn't even hesitate. He didn't even think about it. He didn't even have to process that, where he's like, well, I just won a Heisman.
listen to what Crowder's saying. It would be like if you asked Devontae Parker, Tua or Ryan Fitzpatrick. Well, Devontae Parker made millions of dollars because of Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's not going to hesitate.
I want there to be at least slight hesitation, a thought to go into it.
Give us a hezzy.
A little hezzy.
Devontae, give us the hezzy.
A little hezzy, up and under, finger roll Mac Jones, fine.
You want
but
a pump fake. Give me a pump fake.
I didn't even see.
Mac Jones.
Was the question. Was the question posed to him is, who's a better quarterback? Who do you like to play with more? Like,
right.
There's certain questions that he could be asked to get that different response.
Yeah. I'm not going to get all riled up about this. But
if I was Devontae Smith, I would like playing with Mac Jones more because he's the guy that threw me the ball to win me the damn Heisman.
Right.
The best player in college football. Right. Yes.
Hi,
yes,
I'm the Heisman Trophy winner. Gino Toretta still makes money off being a Heisman Trophy winner. Like Devontae Smith, he'd be crazy not to say that.
Let's get to our weather from the Ectogen Weather Center right now in Miami. Mostly cloudy, 79 degrees. Tonight the lows, they'll drop to around 70. Just about an 80% chance of no rain. That is your weather.
All right. Hopefully Mike Cugno is pulling into a McDonald's parking lot right now. And hopefully he didn't hear the segment of what I just talked about there so that he'll actually go through with this, because we know he might have a little bit of a weak constitution. All right. We're going to talk some sports with him, but it'll be while he drinks a Shamrock Shake for the first time in his life. Unless he pulls an audible like Doug Plagans did on us last week and just gets a vanilla cone. And now, after thinking about what happened to me Saturday night, perhaps I should have pulled an audible and just gotten a vanilla cone. All right, we'll take a break. That's what I needed. You got one of those McAcidophilus shakes? Mike Cugno from CBS4. He joins us next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
Hawk and Crowder.
What did you just tell me this was, Alana?
The Clovers. One mint, julep.
One mint what?
Julep.
A mint julep?
Julep.
Julep.
That's why I waited for him to come back on the air, because I go, what is this? First of all, there's a song that's a hit song by Joan Jett called Crimson and Clover. If you wanted to do something with clover for Shamrock, like a long road that you took there. And it's a mint julep. Mint julep.
It's one mint julep, and it's the Clovers.
It's a mint julep. You're saying julep, and you're making a word up. It's a mint julep.
The Clovers have a song with mint in the title. I don't think I'm making any sort of absurd leap there. I think I nailed it right on the head. I think Cugno.
Well, here's the leap that you're making. No one's heard of the Clovers, and this song sounds like it's been around since 1961, and no one's ever heard the song before. So the leap is you found something that hasn't been found since it was recorded in 1961.
Banger.
You hear them saying mint julep, not julep?
Why is there an I in julep?
Because somebody probably spelled it incorrectly, putting it into the system.
You think that computer screen is always right, don't you?
Happy Mardi Gras. Right,
I wasn't allowed to have a radio when this song came out, to be honest. So.
You weren't alive.
If I was alive, I wasn't allowed to have a radio, if you see what I'm saying.
I'm looking to see mint julep, what year this came out. I can't even find. Oh, there it is. One mint julep, 1951 by the Clovers.
Nah,
1951.
Son. No radio for me.
No radio for me.
No radio for us. I'm sorry. I excluded you.
All right. Mike Cugno, he is now, let's bring him out. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cugno, sports anchor at CBS4 here in Miami. I think I read this on the air the other day. I thought this was such a great response. We had tweeted out from the 560 and 790 accounts, even though Twan Russell is lactose intolerant, Hockman and Crowder have talked him into trying a Shamrock Shake for the first time ever on the air. And Cuno responded with just, how do you keep getting people to do this? And then fast forward to the next week, and here's Cuno in a McDonald's parking lot.
Cuno!
Getting ready.
This is my fault because Hawk sends me a picture of him and his son this morning, just miserable from that Shamrock Shake they had the other night. And he's like, well, are you doing it? I'm like, I'm in. And so it's my fault. I have no one to blame.
Right.
But myself, for allowing this to keep happening.
I played on your masculinity, first of all, because me and my son had one. And by the way, a Shamrock Shake happens to be delicious. I think I've just found out as I've gotten older that I'm lactose intolerant. So the experience, you know, if you look at all ends of the experience, one was better than the other. But Tuan Russell enjoyed it. Now, here's the thing with Cuno, though. He's very fit. Very in shape. We went through this with the McRib. Remember his, what's your favorite McDonald's food item? The snack wrap?
Snack wrap. I'm literally coming from the gym to do this. So this is ruining an hour's worth of work just for a radio bet. And I've had Montezuma's Revenge and it wrecked me for a month. I have no want to go back to that experience. Yet here I am.
That's what happens. You go to the gym, your testosterone's flowing. I challenged you to have. Now, you've never had a Shamrock Shake, right? You've never had one.
No. When you just tweeted out the photo, I was surprised it was that green. I don't think I'd even really, like, seen one before.
What world am I living in that people do? Because Tuan Russell did the same thing. He goes, why is it so green?
Huck, you live in your own McDonald's-themed world. This is the problem.
Your schedule for the year
revolves around the McDonald's menu. Like, I know it's a big deal when, like, the Monopoly game comes out.
It really is. But it's not for everybody.
I do.
I'm more into the McDonald's calendar than the Jewish calendar. I know more of the McDonald's releases than when the high holidays are. All right. So are you a milkshake? Like, do you always shy away? Again, you're coming from the gym. You're very fit. Do you always shy away from desserts and ice cream and milkshakes?
No, I just tend to have them. They're few and far between. Like, I like sweets and all, but it's usually pretty healthy stuff. Like, I get crazy with, like, a piece of dark chocolate at night, you know? Like, let's get wild.
Oh, my God. I mean, listen to this guy, Crowder. I get crazy with a piece of dark chocolate. I mean, what are we doing here?
Ooh, wild man. Chocolate cake. Dude, is it for health, Cuno? Like, is it really to stay in shape? Why do you do that?
Yeah. Well, I think like, healthier food actually just tastes better. You know, like, I don't know, processed food to me doesn't compute.
That's ridiculous.
So I just like healthier food. To me, it just has a better taste than all
the
other stuff.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm tempted to hang up on you.
You're like, the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Asparagus and spinach tastes better than ice cream.
I mean, can you imagine with a straight face, guy says healthier food tastes better than unhealthy food?
Come on.
I mean, come on. The only selling point for unhealthy food is that it tastes way better than healthy food.
Yeah, but see, that like 5 minutes of joy is then followed by 5 hours of in the bathroom, you know, so that's. That's the trade-off.
Well, maybe you,
like,
just have a
you
weak
forget
constitution.
That part. You're blinded. You're blinded by this green, bright shake. That's the problem.
I love a McRib. I love a large order of fries. I like a Shamrock Shake. I want to enjoy my life, as short as it may be. I want to enjoy my life.
Your blood pressure, okay?
Yeah, I'm surprisingly good. No blood pressure problems. My cholesterol. I'm not on Lipitor. I mean, there's plenty of guys 51 years old that are taking a lot of pills. Now, are you there? I know one day, but everybody as they get older, they take that stuff.
I'm here. And all now, right, my bigger fear is I have no gas. I'm more afraid I'm going to break down in the actual drive-thru.
I'm praying for that to happen right now. I am praying for you to break down in the drive-thru.
You're a terrible
friend.
And then
someone to recognize you. Aren't you the guy from CBS4? all right, so go ahead. Is there anybody in line at the drive-thru?
No, I'm pulling in right now.
Run some game on the person working there.
What?
Well, that's what Twan Russell did. I'm just trying to make your appearance better.
I'm not Twan Russell. Hey, hi. I had a question. Would you recommend the Shamrock Shake?
It would, I'm sorry?
Would you recommend the Shamrock Shake?
If you like mint, yes.
If I like mint? Do you like mint? No, right?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, there you go, Mike. Ask her about herself. Ask her about herself.
Let's go ahead and do the Shamrock Shake then. I would try it. I'll do a small.
Okay. What
else? That's it.
One small Shamrock Shake. I mean, she's not exactly expecting some masculine dude to she's expecting somebody in one of those little.
I'm about to meet those expectations then.
Yeah, she's not expecting a pickup truck with testicles on the rear view mirror to pull around with one small Shamrock Shake, nothing else.
Mike, pull the sleeve up on your left arm. Pull the sleeve up on your left arm and show your arm out the window.
Yeah, show the bicep. Show the bicep.
You know what I'm really concerned about is I have my engagement photo shoot like right after this, and I'm just gonna say I'm wearing white and I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, you're gonna be engaged on the toilet.
And for sure, Mike, don't show the ring. Keep the ring inside, the bicep outside the window.
Right. And then when you take that first sip, just stay in the window and flex. When you bring the sip up to your mouth, flex.
These are all terrible ideas. Really hoping Jenny's not listening to today.
Are you there? Or how many people are in front of you?
This is just me. I'm waiting to pay right now. She just gave me the finger. Hold on.
Are you excited?
No. I told you. I'm nervous.
All right. But you got to finish the shake, you know. You got to finish it. We're not remember what you did
what
with
mean?
The McRib?
No,
you
like
took a bite and two bites, and then you're like, you know, I think I've had enough of this. Like,
I had enough. It was two bites and in the trash can. 235. What a ripoff.
What McDonald's are you at, Cunio?
I'm on 8th Street.
You're embarrassing yourself in front of this lady. One small Shamrock Shake. Now you're complaining about the price. I mean, she's never had a worse customer.
$2.35 seems pretty steep to ruin the rest of my day. Thank you.
What a great line. $2.35 seems mighty steep to ruin the rest of my day. Thank you.
All right. Can I get a straw? Oh, thanks. Okay. Let's go park.
All right. Is there whipped cream on it?
You ever talk about sports or anything?
No. Can you take a picture? Can you take a picture of you holding the Shamrock Shake?
I can. Hold on one second.
All right.
Shake you first.
Remember, Twan didn't know how to take a picture and stay on the phone.
Right, that's how you know if someone's young or old, because most old people go, well, I can't take a picture. I'm talking to you on the phone.
Oh, you can.
I did have sports questions written down for you, but I've just lost any interest in it because I find this to be fascinating.
All right, can't even speak. I took the picture.
All right, make sure you text that to me. Here we go. Mix it up a little bit so it's not all super minty. You got to get, you know, some of the vanilla and the whipped cream.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it. Talk us through it.
The whipped cream saving it. Oh, that was a lot of mint at once.
I told you to mix it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Crowder, please stop with that noise. All right, you got 3 sips out of this. This is
what?
That's it.
That's it? You're tapping out?
Hold on, no, I'm having more.
There we go.
Yeah. All right, now.
I'm waiting for it to get better. I'm waiting for it to get better. I really hope you don't have sponsors, McDonald's sponsors.
Yes, we do. So if you keep torching them, you're not going to be welcome on this show anymore.
Then my plan's working.
Every, hell no. Like, Tugboat can't get him kicked
week,
off.
I got, hey, you coming on? 2:20, 4:30. We're going to torture you some more. That's basically what the text might as well read.
So how is it? Have you are you taking to it
the
now?
Lady
now
at the window says. Well, I keep drinking it because it's cool, which is nice. It's like I said,
yeah.
Just came out.
Refreshing.
So
refreshing.
It's helpful. But, man, that is a lot of mint. That is a lot of mint.
Yeah. It's a shamrock shake.
A lot of mint.
Yeah, shamrock.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they put a leprechaun in a blender.
All right. Well, so are you a fan? What do you give it out of 10?
Out of 10? What's, can I do,
but
like,
give us your points? Barometer. No, what, like, would it, what would a vanilla shake at McDonald's be out of 10? So we know what your, you know, what the baseline is.
Like a 6.
So a vanilla shake is only a 6?
At McDonald's.
Really? Okay, so what's the shamrock shake?
This is like a 2-1.
What?
A 2-1 only because the whipped cream's good and it's cool, but dude, this is a lot of, like, that's a lot of mint. I know I keep saying it, but that's all I'm getting.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the idea. It's like, it would be like having a chicken McNugget and going, man, this is a lot of chicken. I mean, it's a shamrock shake. It's a shamrock shake. It's supposed to be minty. You know, if you sipped it and it wasn't minty, you'd go, huh, I didn't really get a shamrock shake.
But see, the small seems too big. You know, that's the problem. That's how strong the mint is. It's just the small seems like a lot. And they're not even near finishing us.
See, right. I love mint, Hawk. A lot of people don't like mint.
That's true. Yeah, Crowder maintains mint is only for freshening your breath not for food.
Wait,
items.
So let me ask you something. Wait, Hawkman, how long did it take you to finish this? What size did you get?
I had an issue, Mike. My kid,
what?
I was falling asleep on the couch Saturday night. And my kid goes, hey, let's go get a shamrock shake. It was about 11:30 at night. And because I wanted to be a good dad, you know, like Ted Cruz, I want to do whatever my whatever my kid wants to do. So we go and we get the shamrock shake. And if you don't know, I'm 51 years old. I knocked down an entire medium shamrock shake at about midnight and then went right to sleep. Mm. And so I had some gut issues over the next 6-7 hours.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm gathering is that you don't like to be alone in anything. So you're making your friends go out and suffer with you. This is what.
There's no suffering with a shamrock shake. There's no suffering. This is a once-a-year treat at McDonald's.
Have you heard from Tuan since last week?
He's intubated. He's intubated. Until they remove that, yeah. No, he's fine. He loved it. He gave it a 7.5 out of 10. He loved it.
Tuan's lying. I gotta go find him.
Crowder, you know he doesn't lie.
No, but the difference going in and coming out. Like, Hawk, you loved it. You loved the taste. That's why you drank it so fast. Just the backside of it. The second act, as I like to call it. Mike, you don't even like you don't even like drinking it? Because Tuan liked drinking it.
No.
Tuan just knew the second act was going to be really pretty tough.
No, see, it tastes synthetic. And see, that's what I'm talking about with food, guys. Like, you got to have, when you have a good meal, you know it's going to be good on both sides of the equation. It's not going to be bad, you know? And so I'm here to help you. Okay. Just listen to Cuño just once.
Cuño's weird. This is what I've come to the conclusion.
What?
He's just
How
weird.
Am I weird?
Different.
It tastes synthetic. Oh, you were expecting the natural shamrock, were you? Of course it's synthetic. It's flavoring in a milkshake.
But that's the point of me eating healthy food. You don't want to taste synthetic.
Nah, he's weird. I'm with you, Crowder. I'm not certain that he's all he's cracked up to be.
I would agree with you on that.
Do you want a real shamrock salad, like with the little four-leaf clover?
Yeah. What are you looking for, a four-leaf clover salad?
But that's the thing. You guys think I came into this not expecting it to taste like this. I knew it was going to taste like this, and this is why I'm mad. is because I say yes to these stupid things, and then I gotta go, and then I go through with it, and I know I'm upset. I know I'm gonna go in it upset. I know I'm gonna come out of it upset, and I still do it.
All right. Well, I want you to finish it. Do us a favor and finish it, okay?
Okay. No chance.
See you, Mike.
Bye.
Mike Cugno from CBS4. That was absolutely delightful. He's angry at us. He's angry at himself. He's angry at the world. And now he's going to go to his engagement thing. And he's going to be angry at everyone there because now that's his mindset. That was
fun. Are we good friends?
No, not at all.
Okay, as long as you're honest, because Cugno made me question us.
Right. No, I'm done being good friends, though. I had my time being good friends to people. Now I just want that reaction.
51? You can cut all that off?
That was funny as hell, man. That was great. All right, let's take a break. Cugno delivers once again. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Is there a difference between mint and peppermint?
Maybe a little pepper.
Hock and Crowder.
Finally, guys, 38% of us, according to a new survey, would give up sex for a year if it meant we could travel again right now.
I saw...
I just came back from Minnesota.
I saw an ESPN...
And I had sex in Minnesota and in Miami last night. I don't need to give up anything.
I saw an ESPN question. It was... Would you, I forget, you probably saw this, Alana. It was like, would you take this deal? You score one basket against Michael Jordan. You have 5 tries to score a basket. If you score a basket, you get $1 million or $10 million. If you don't, you never get to listen to music again for the rest of your life. So you have a chance at $10 million. All you got to do is score one bucket. But the stakes are very high. If you lose, you never get to listen to music again. I know for Crowder, it's not a question because you don't like music.
Easy, yeah. Music ain't nothing to me.
If I told you, you never get to listen to Amy Lawrence again.
Oh, I'm not taking that.
Right. It's too much of a risk.
Jordan's defense is too good. I got to listen to Amy.
See, here's the problem with Solana. Solana loves music, but Solana also believes he could put up way more than 2 points on Michael Jordan.
This is a great Solana question, to be honest.
Yeah, because you're going to find out how ridiculously
naive he is on both sides.
Yeah, go ahead, Solana.
Well, Daft Punk broke up today, so I think I'm taking my chances against old washed up MJ.
So you think you could score a bucket off MJ?
One bucket? Yeah, and here's why. I know you guys think, because I do have this irrational confidence when it comes to everything, especially sports, and I'm self-aware.
Your ankles are real fat. Yeah.
I'm self-aware, but okay. I don't think Michael Jordan would cover me out by the three-point line, and I'm splashed from out there. So I think I'm splashed from out there.
He's splashed from out there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I think I'm good. I think I win $10 million.
Okay, very good. So you'd risk it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know that Ira Winderman ran you off the tennis court.
That's not true. He didn't. Joe Rose ran me off the tennis court. That is
Did
true.
You beat Ira?
I lost Ira, but close match.
what were the game scores?
6-4, 6-4.
I don't believe that.
6-4, 6-4.
Yeah.
Strong win by Ira.
Not convincing win. Yeah, convincing win.
But so you lost. So you've played Joe Rose, who's in his 60s, and Ira Winderman, who's in his 50s. You've played them both in tennis in your 20s. You haven't won a single set, correct?
That is correct.
And you believe you could score a point off Michael Jordan.
What's Jordan now? 55, 56? Yeah, he's washed.
Younger than Joe Rose. He's way younger
than
Joe Rose.
Okay.
Younger than Joe Rose, the guy that ran you off the tennis court.
That's the thing. You guys like to bring this up without context, and context matters here. I hadn't played tennis in over 3 to 4 years coming off of a wrist injury. If I played them both today, I probably wouldn't beat Joe Rose. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Ira Winderman.
But you would, Michael Jordan. Where's my laugh track now? I hear one in my head.
It's Joe Rose's tough matchup, this Michael Jordan guy.
Joe Rose isn't washed, but MJ is. Okay.
Yeah. If you guys don't think you can get 1 point against Michael Jordan in a pickup game.
I know I can't.
Oh,
I know I can't.
I mean, then you don't have enough confidence in yourself. That's the real issue here.
Okay. Yeah, that's the issue. Yeah.
I would throw my shoulder into Jordan's stomach so many times. I would try to elbow him in the crotch. If that ball gets through that net and I get $10 million, that's all I need. I would cheat like hell.
Solana, he's the greatest basketball player in the history of the sport.
Not denying that.
You would not get a basket off him.
Pass me the rock. No. We'll see it.
Okay. And Jordan, you know what? I saw something this or last week on Twitter. I don't know how new it is, but there was like a kid camp with some NBA player, and Jordan came, and they were like, hey, Jordan, you have, you know, 10 shots. If you miss one of them, all the kids in the whole, you know, the whole camp get Jordans. And I thought it was like a charity type thing. Jordan was serious as hell, and he went 10 for 10.
Right.
And none of the kids got shoes. Like, Jordan's like, no, if you challenge me to a basketball competition, I am going to be Michael Jordan. He's not going to let you score, Solana.
That's honestly the whole thing.
He's not going to let me score. Crazy. I'm being naive. I'm going to throw a shoulder into his stomach, and he's going to throw my damn jump shot into West Virginia somewhere.
It's not Bill Russell at 85.
You lost to Falero in pickup basketball, Crowder. I mean, Falero's awful at basketball. Come on.
Hawk rub olive oil on the court. I couldn't even move.
In all fairness, I don't go anywhere without my olive oil. All right. Go ahead, Solana. Wrap this up. We got
to
move on.
Let's get to our weather update from the Exergen Weather Center. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 70s. Right now, just a 20% chance of rain. That is your weather.
Who plays Who plays to two? Sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean, Falero, when you say he beat him in a pickup game, we were at Dr. Chuck's house. There were no lights on in the backyard court, and it was slippery. It really was. It was raining out. It was slippery, and he has one of those sport courts, and the game was to two, and Falero fired up a 80-foot jumper that miraculously went in. As funny as I found it that Falero was able to claim victory, you just said, Solana, that context matters.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Go on, Hawk. Cut me deep.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Did you not want an upsy-downsy? I'm using lotion.
Hawk and Crowder.
Somebody texts in, I don't think Solana could score a single point against John Crotty.
I got my money on Crotty.
I'm telling you, I believe if there were legit stakes, and I don't know how old Crotty is now. He's certainly younger than MJ. And he was not obviously as talented as MJ, but he was an NBA player. I believe if the stakes were, you know, $100,000, if Solana gets a bucket, you know, whatever, five tries, or $10,000 for Crotty if he holds him scoreless. I think Crotty would hold you scoreless. I don't think you realize how difficult it is to get a point off against an NBA player, current or former.
Crotty's 51, and no disrespect to JC because he did play on one of the meanest, nastiest, toughest Heat teams.
I love whatever's coming here. No disrespect, but.
It's about to be disrespect.
Very much so.
Yeah, I'm balling up Crotty. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Come on.
You really think that you could? I don't know, obviously. You're young. You're half his age. You say you're a good basketball player.
I wasn't good enough to play college basketball. I didn't even play high school basketball because soccer and high school, basketball were the same season, so I wasn't allowed to.
Okay, wait a second.
I mean, I grew up playing basketball. I can play basketball pretty competitively.
I grew up playing basketball as well. Let's time out here. What a really weird way to say that you couldn't even make the high school team. By saying,
"Oh no, I wasn't good enough
to play college basketball," and then goes on to tell you he also didn't play high school basketball. It is quite a leap that you're making there. It's like,
well,
yeah,
because I was
you know,
a soccer player. I was a soccer player.
But, Solana, you're making it as if you didn't play soccer, you might be at Miami playing basketball for Coach Larinaga.
Well, also, in high school, you could play seven sports if you're that good. In all honesty, yeah. In high school, Crowder, you know it. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, you could have played every single sport at your high school in Atlanta.
Yes. Yes, yeah. The baseball coach was like, hey, I know you're running track. You don't even have to come to practice. Just come out. I'll teach you how to hit, and you'll be a great player. Solana, let's be honest.
Come on. I didn't play college basketball. But what he's saying is essentially what he's saying essentially is his organized basketball days ended in eighth grade. But he believes he could ball against John Crotty, who played over a decade in the league.
51 years old. Again, no disrespect to John Crotty. Was on one of the meanest, nastiest, toughest Heat teams ever. But he's 51 years old. Probably doesn't pick up a basketball too often, I bet. And I'm in the prime of my athletic career. So, yeah, I think.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No.
No, the prime of your athletic career. How old are you? 26?
26, yeah.
Yeah, prime of your athletic career was 12 or 11 years ago.
And,
seventh
and
or eighth
are
grade.
Hawk, are we using career a little loosely here?
Right. I'm at the tail end of my aeronautic career.
we're just throwing career around like this? Like, come on, man.
A very good point made by you. Should I FaceTime Crotty and see what he says?
Yeah.
You weren't on the show Friday, Crowder. Who are we talking about? Oh, the night before, Thursday night, did you notice, Crowder, that I FaceTimed you and Solana?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and you would never answer it because there's no way an adult would be FaceTiming another adult,
no,
right? You knew it was a mistake.
Assume butt dial. Already assumed butt dial.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Solana answered. and I didn't know. I didn't know that I FaceTimed. I was confused by the whole thing because why would I FaceTime you guys?
Yeah.
The only person that I would FaceTime would be my wife or my kid. That's it. Mm-hmm. And even then, rare. Maybe if I was out of town, you know.
Yeah.
So Solana answered that Thursday night. And so now I'm in this conversation. This is how little I knew about FaceTime. I was telling him. I'm holding the phone up to my face as if I'm talking to him. My picture wasn't even on. Because I didn't know what I was doing, but I didn't understand why Solana all of a sudden was on my phone. But I was saying that adults don't FaceTime each other, right? And then I started FaceTiming people on the air live. And Gino Toretta answered his. On the air, he was driving somewhere, and he answered. And I'm like, why are you answering FaceTime? And he's like, I don't know. I thought it would be important or something. I'm like, but I'm on the air right now. He's like, oh, yeah, look at that. And you're on the air right now. And I'm like, adults don't FaceTime, but should I try to FaceTime? Because who else did I try, Solana?
You tried Don Bailey Jr.
Well, we knew he would.
And Crowder. DBJ and Crowder both did not answer your FaceTime call.
And then, this was great, over the weekend, Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. FaceTimed me together after that bit. They were up in Vero Beach together, and they FaceTimed me. And I was in my car this time, so I couldn't enjoy it. But I did take a screenshot of those two guys on FaceTime. Hold on. Do you think there's any chance that Crotty will answer his FaceTime?
No.
Because he's like a man's man.
Yeah, it's just like it's uncomfortable for me too.
It's weird. Yeah, why would I? Yeah, I don't even want him to answer. I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, why do you want to stare at somebody and talk with them? Like, why do I need to see you to talk to you? And this isn't you and Solana. This is my wife and my kids too. Like, no, let's talk. If we talk, we talk.
He immediately hit decline because it says FaceTime unavailable. Yeah, he.
Yes.
It's such a great bit to FaceTime people during the show because Crotty looks down at it like a normal adult and goes, oh, he didn't mean to FaceTime me.
Yeah.
And so he just immediately deletes it. But there's Solana. And I'm stuck there on Thursday night talking to Solana. And he's at his mom's house. And now I'm talking with Deborah. Oh, somebody says FaceTime Leroy Horde. Okay, this is a good experiment. Because Leroy likes to be on the air. Doesn't matter what time. do you think he'll answer by FaceTime?
For sure.
Oh, Leroy probably will pick it up.
Let's see. there? And I was saying, no adult ever answers a FaceTime. And then someone texted in, FaceTime Leroy Horde. Don't curse.
If you have to say don't curse, you know exactly what's coming.
Look at Leroy. You answering a FaceTime. You normally answer a FaceTime?
No, I thought it was a butt dial.
Of course. All right. I got to go back. I got to go back and do the show. See you, buddy. See you, man.
Bye.
I tell you what. I'm starting to think FaceTime is great because now I just saw Leroy sitting on his couch.
It's just about to... Leroy's making me look bad. I'm a bad radio partner.
That
I'm never going to pick up a
phone. Great. What are you doing? That was delightful.
That's good.
I'm dying to find out, though, if Crotty thinks Solana could score a point on him. I'll just text him. All right, let's take a break here. I'm going to text John Crotty, and we'll come back with this pressing answer. Could Solana score 2 points off John Crotty if Crotty didn't want him to? We take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, giddy up.
Hawk and Crowder.
People love the FaceTime stuff, and so do I. I find that to be so enjoyable. Somebody texts in, FaceTime Larry Zonka. What would happen if you FaceTime Bob Greasy?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know if he has a phone capable of FaceTime capacities.
Whoa.
But I think I think we'd stare at his cheek the whole time because he'd put it up to his ear.
Somebody says Cuño would answer a FaceTime. You think Cuño would answer a FaceTime?
Yeah.
Somebody says
he's a professional.
Somebody goes, this is such a bad radio bit. I love it. I do too. There's something about it. Somebody says FaceTime OG. I don't know if he would understand what's going on FaceTime. Yeah. Let's see.
I don't even know if I should FaceTime. Who y'all want me to FaceTime?
If you didn't cut Leroy off, he wouldn't have stopped talking, someone says. Somebody else texts in, I'm 2 years older than Solana. I went to a Florida high school. I played soccer and basketball in the same season. Of course. Of course, you're an athlete.
Yeah, but keep reading. Said he didn't practice. Only played games, and
no, but
I
know
I
that's
do
what
that.
Crowder was saying.
No, but that's unfair. That's unfair
oh,
to a
I
team.
Got you. I
would.
Oh, you're that good of a teammate. You
well, no,
never
I mean,
sacrifice
imagine,
practice.
Imagine the star soccer player coming over, taking your minutes
star.
On the basketball team. Imagine.
Did you say
I mean,
star?
That's how you really disrupt team morale. And I wouldn't do that. I would not do that.
Sure. Somebody texts in, FaceTime Brady Quinn. Yeah, I'm already on thin ice there, I think. I'm not certain. Somebody says, FaceTime Cornbread Maxwell. Do you think if I FaceTime Cornbread Maxwell, he would answer?
Nope. I don't think he has a FaceTime availability on his phone. There's certain dudes that just, like, they've never FaceTime and they're not getting into it.
Well, because when I FaceTime Crotty and it immediately went to unavailable, I know that he just clicked off because why would an adult FaceTime another adult? I texted him over the break, and that's exactly what happened because he's available. So I asked him, here's the exact text exchange. Do you think for $100,000, Solana could score one bucket off you right now if you didn't want him to? His answer was, does he have any game at all? So I wrote, he says he does. He wrote, anyone can score one bucket on anyone. Right. I'm 18 years out from playing, but still in pretty decent shape. I wouldn't bet on it. So you can see he's already starting to get into the I wouldn't bet on it mode. See, he's a professional athlete, Solana. He's already starting to feel a little bit challenged there. I'm telling you, you get you two on a court, and I've seen what you look like sleeveless, and we saw what he looks like all jacked up. Yeah, there's no way you're scoring a point on him.
I don't beat Crotty. I would never say that I could beat Crotty in anything.
That's not even a question.
But
that didn't need to be answered.
If we're playing up to 11, or we're playing up to 10, to get 1 point, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm splash. I'm splash.
If I tell Crotty, though, you get $100,000 if you hold Solana scoreless. you're not scoring a point.
Yeah, but I also think you're underestimating my will to compete and my determination.
Solana, my determination. What's Crotty, about 6'5"?
No, he's 6'1". 6'1".
So 6'1", you're what?
I'm 6.
You're not 6 feet tall.
I mean, I'm
5'10". You're already lying.
I'm 5'10". I'm 5'10", but
no, you're not.
I'm 5'10". I'm 5'10", but let's be honest. The NBA standards, I'm 6'2".
You think you're 6 feet tall? You said that with a straight face.
I'm 5'10", but shoes on, it's a different story.
I think you're insane. I think there's no way, it's like shallow hell. When you look in a mirror, what do you see? Because it's not what we see.
Yes. Hit it on the head, Hawk.
Looking at some of these texts, like Solana, here. FaceTime Solana. Big O, Solana. Somebody says to FaceTime Big O.
Solana, name an athlete that you think you, like your skill set and like what you can do matches up with the most. What athlete out there?
I mean, I told you guys that oftentimes people have compared my game to a shorter Luka Doncic.
So you have Luka skill set. Your skill set is Luka.
That's great. That's funny. Who else should I? Let's try one more FaceTime. Who should I FaceTime?
I want to get involved.
All right, FaceTime. Who do you want to FaceTime?
I don't know. Who do you want me to FaceTime?
I guarantee, I'm looking through my phone book here. I guarantee you Kyle Turley would answer.
Oh, yeah. Talk to him about weed. That's his favorite topic.
This is good gambling stuff. Like, we could gamble here on lots of money as to whether we think someone would answer their FaceTime or not. I am so in on this game, man.
Oh, man.
Clayton Crowder, you think Clayton answers your FaceTime?
John Clayton?
Yeah, John Clayton.
No. What? Well, you know what? Yes, I think he's one of those older guys that want to keep up with the technology.
And he was an insider at one point. You might have some information.
Yeah, I think Clayton will pick up. I don't have his number.
I've got Shannon Briggs' number.
we're more like, I have a lot of friends that are more face-to-face friends than telephone friends.
Like, I would be nervous to FaceTime. What about Donovan Campbell?
Oh, he'll pick up.
For you, he would.
Yeah. I think he'll pick up for you. He'll pick up for you, too. He really likes us. I talked today. You know, our sons both play baseball in the same. Like, his son is an 8U. My son's a 9U. Donovan loves us. So I think Donovan will pick up.
I've got Mario Chalmers' number. FaceTime him. This stuff is so weird. like do you think I could get – do you think Greg Cody would pick up my FaceTime?
Maybe.
What about Cuño? Cuño's supposed to. I hope so. Would Kodak Black pick up my FaceTime? Yeah.
I hope so.
Do you think Cuño would answer my FaceTime right now? We've already had our fun with him today, and he's supposed to be at his rehearsal.
Yes. I think
you think
so.
He does?
I think he does.
I would say he does not. Solana, you want to bet on this?
I say he does not. He does not.
So Crowder, what do you want to bet? $20 here? You're saying he does?
I think he does. $20.
All right. 20. I say he does not.
20.
Let's see here. This is for $20. Oh, come on. Don't answer, baby. Come on.
Pick up.
Cuño.
You ain't doing nothing.
Come on, Cuño. Go to the disqualified sound. Come on, FaceTime.
Do the bloom. There you go.
There it is, unavailable.
Raggedy bastard, you.
All right, you want to go double or nothing?
On who?
Let's see here.
I got Teddy DuPay's number. Y'all remember Teddy DuPay?
I do remember Teddy DuPay.
Now I'm looking through my phone. I don't know who I could FaceTime.
Jamie Eisenberg.
You know what? Yes, he tweeted the show today. Double or nothing on Jamie.
He will pick up the FaceTime?
Jamie Eisenberg will pick up.
Right, let's see.
Hey.
Don't answer.
Come on, Jamie.
I'm going to be up to $40 here.
Come on, Jamie.
Don't answer, Jamie.
Come on, Jamie.
Why would I be FaceTiming you? It doesn't make any sense, Jamie. Doesn't make any sense.
Be pleasant.
Doesn't make any sense.
Your brother's in movies.
It's his cousin.
Oh.
Come on. We're almost there, Jamie. There you go. Unavailable. I'm up to $40. That's great.
Damn you.
Oh, my God. Roy Firestone. That dude would answer. There's no question in my mind.
Hello. He'd be wide open, too.
I'd never be able to get him off the phone.
Yeah, he'd do a whole segment.
Oh, my God. All right. I think we've stumbled into a new gambling game here. We'll play for your fun.
Fred Taylor. Can I do Fred Taylor, double or nothing?
Yeah. Do you think he would answer your FaceTime?
Yeah, I think he would.
I don't think he will. Because you're not a FaceTime kind of... He would answer your call.
He would panic and think that I got arrested. Fred is really concerned with my life.
Go ahead, FaceTime him.
Let me see. I'm going to have to explain it to him now.
I know. It's an uncomfortable feeling.
It's very uncomfortable.
I know. I didn't want John Crotty to answer my FaceTime. Yeah, hold it up to your mic.
Jake, what's up, boss?
What? Oh, no!
No! Bro, I'm on damn air. It. I'm on air, and Hawkman said that you wouldn't answer my FaceTime.
I just lost $40, Fred.
So you like?
I love you.
I love you too. Live on air, so you can't cuss, bro. But yes, I appreciate it.
Damn it!
I'm not gonna curse. My son back here playing Roblox. He might. So, let me get
damn it
right now.
Fred Taylor cost me money.
Yeah, bro, you want me $80, bro.
$80?
Yeah, I break you. I'll give you 10%.
Damn it.
No. Put it in the nest egg.
There we go. Put it in the nest
Fred
egg.
Giving
Fred
you advice there. There you go. All right.
That's cool,
that
bro.
Great.
Yeah, man. Episode with Cam today was good, bro. I checked it out. Y'all was off the chain, man.
Yeah, it was really good. We missed you, man. We missed you the last two, maybe?
Yeah, I was
now they're
around.
Having a conversation.
Right.
This is not part of the bit.
Okay, bro, I gotta go back to work, baby.
All right,
I'll let you, bro. Yeah.
That was great.
Zero, baby. I'm back to zero,
dude. The only two people that have answered their FaceTimes, by the way, are the black guys, Leroy Horde and Fred Taylor. I believe this is a shocking turn of events.
Because we are social people.
I guess so. Man. All right. You talk about it. See if you can FaceTime Lou Backrode. See if they answer.
Hey, Lou. Yeah, number one. I know you're number one, big dog.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is anyone listening to us?
Hawk and Crowder.
What possessed you to play this? Solana, this isn't in your normal playlist.
I don't know. I thought today was a great show.
It was fun.
We did it our way.
But this isn't we did it our way.
Not best of my way. We did it our way. The best of...
But it's the best of my love.
Love.
Is it? Are you sure?
I what? Yeah, I'm positive.
The lady just said
well,
it
I mean,
seven
it's
times
labeled,
in a row.
It's labeled best of my way.
So, really?
Yeah.
All right. So this was... all right. Well, I'm sorry. It didn't work out for you. You are, I mean, you never cease to amaze me, whether it's intentional or not. I knew that it was headed down some weird path when he said, well, we did it our way. I'm thinking to myself, huh, where's he going with this for best of my love? Well, you gave it a shot. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour.
Splash.
Good job, Solana.
Splash. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky the Ordinary. They are now the funkiest partner of the Miami Heat. Today was a fun show. Yes. On the On this day in 1980, the Miracle on Ice took place. You remember that?
Yeah.
The U.S. Russians, defeated the Soviet Union. That's right. Do you believe in miracles? Famous Al Michaels call. And on this day in 2020, do you remember what happened on this day in 2020, Solana?
Dwayne Wade had his number 3 lifted up.
That is correct.
Into the rafters at American Airlines Arena.
That is correct. Were you there?
I was. I was there.
I imagine that you were. Were you there, Crowder?
No, I was not there.
That's one of those events that you would go to.
Yeah, yeah. I missed. I think I looked into it, but then by the time I looked into it, the tickets were like $1,500 or something. And yeah, I think my frugality takes over by my fandom sometimes. Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays today. Rajon Rondo is 35. Drew Barrymore is 46.
Wow, and she
Dr.
looks good
J,
for 46.
She does. She does. Yeah. Dr. J is 71.
He doesn't look good.
Dr. J?
No, no.
Yes, he does.
He looks 71. Come on, bro.
Dr. J?
He looks 71.
I don't think so.
Have you seen him lately? Don't look at his old playing days. Like, it's now. Like,
you haven't seen
now.
Him in the big afro in the New Jersey Nets uniform? Oh, wait, that was 71?
The afro is not capable anymore because the top is the top would be down.
I don't think Dr. J looks old. I think he looks good.
His afro has a drop top, Hawk.
I think he looks good.
I drop a couple buckets on Dr. J, by the way, in case you're
wondering. Well, on Dr. J, I believe you could. That's not John Crotty or Michael Jordan.
Hawk.
You know, come on, he's 71. I mean, are we saying that you can get around the person? Like, you can pump fake him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a one-on-one, right?
Hawk, he's 6'7". He's still 6'7".
I know,
at 71, he's still
6'7". 71?
Yeah, he just play off Solana. Solana has no shot. He just stand there.
But you say that, but it's just not true. Splash.
Well, I mean, again, you know, I was texting with Crotty, and Crotty, I was kind of pressing him a little bit. Like, really, could you shut Solana down if you wanted to? And I said, you know, if you weren't listening earlier, $100,000, Solana has to get one bucket off Crotty in a game to 10. 10 by twos, by the way. So it's, you have 5 chances. And Crotty was like, well, I don't know, anybody could score a bucket, but I'm 18 years out from playing and still in pretty decent shape. I wouldn't bet on it. And then he said later, when I was pressing him on it, he said, I think I could shut him down. I said, you'd shut him down. He said, I think I could, especially when you throw 100K into it.
Hawk, just let's be honest. Like, I believe I can shut Solana down.
Oh, I know you could, but you're young.
No, but I never played basketball.
But
like,
you're huge and young. Yeah, you're huge and young. Solana, you think you could score if it was 5 buckets off Crowder? You think you could score?
No, no joke. Like, if Crowder and I played one on one, a real one on one, I do think I'd beat you in basketball. Yeah.
Where would you beat him from? The outside?
No, I mean, I'll go down low. I'm a bruiser.
Solana, no. I would throw an elbow in your back, yeah, and I mean, break your C5.
Well, but that's a foul. Then you're not playing by the rules. And no, by the way,
if you try to bang, yeah. I could bang back.
You couldn't budge him. Like, you think you could back him down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the post,
for sure.
Crowder beat Kwame Brown in a pickup game when Kwame Brown just started playing in the NBA.
This is the thing I get caught up in, not trying to be the ex-athlete, but I really have to feel this way. Like, okay, I'll tell you. When Brandon Marshall says that he's going to box right now, and I say, Brandon, you're going to get knocked the F out because these guys box their whole life. This is the way I feel about you, Solana. Solana, these dudes are real athletes. And I'm speaking about myself. We have played at the highest level, Solana.
Right. I respect
it. And you were the 3rd string goalie in Broward County or something. Like, come on.
Well, no, I mean, at 2010, honorable mention all day. So let's get that settled there. And Crowder. I grew up a big fan of yours. I respect everything you've accomplished. You don't play basketball. You didn't grow up playing basketball. And I don't want to be mean, but it's not like you're necessarily taking care of yourself anymore. So I do think I can beat you one-on-one in a basketball game. I play basketball regularly.
No, you play basketball with your friends at the JCC.
Yeah, I mean, I play football out in the front regularly
but
with my
son. But you're not
son.
Playing competitively. I play competitively. It's not on the level of an athlete, but I play competitively. Yeah. I play in leagues. I play often. I'm you know, my jump
what
shots.
Leagues? What leagues do you play in?
The JCC.
You're lying. You're lying. I know you're lying. Well, I haven't played in the league in 2 years.
With the pandemic, you know, we haven't played in the league.
Right. So you don't play in leagues.
Honestly, Hawk plays in leagues with his son. Hawk plays, and we've seen his quarterbacking skills when him and DJ go to the beach.
I've got a gun.
We can call it that.
I got a gun, and this is a laser. I'm throwing darts.
You overthrow DJ every time. You overthrow him every time, and then you blame it on him that he doesn't catch it.
Guy needs some height.
Just Lana, come on, guys. This man. Solana might be able to get 1 point on me, but I would take Crotty to shut Solana. Crotty's going to choke Solana to death.
Crotty's job was to defend some of the best basketball players in the world. Like, you realize he was on the court with Kobe when Kobe was playing.
Yeah.
When MJ was playing. Like, he was on the court. He wouldn't have been able to be out there if he was going to be embarrassing himself. Like, it doesn't add up.
Yes. Solana. So, Solana, he's watched Kobe bring the ball up. And now he's going to check it to you.
Right,
just,
and you're going to
fake
him out.
Think about this concept.
You're going to fake him out.
I didn't say I could beat John Crotty in a one-on-one. I can get, if we're playing up to 10 or 11, I'll get 1 point or a bucket, or 2 points, however you want to score it. I will get a bucket on John Crotty, one bucket up to 11. I will get one. I will.
No.
All right. Well, there's only one way to find out. And that will be on the basketball court, and I am going to make sure that this happens.
We call it the hardwood, Hawk. We call it the hardwood.
Oh, do it when you say we. Who's we?
I mean, Crowder and I, you know, we call it the hardwood.
Oh, no, Jack, don't put me in this.
Trying to find an ally anywhere.
Crowder and I.
Wait till tomorrow's show when we add a laugh track to our festivities. This is going to be tremendous. Mike Cunha was out with us in the 2 o'clock hour and briefly in the 5 o'clock hour when I FaceTimed him and he answered. But Mike Cunha was excellent, trying a Shamrock Shake for the first time. Brian Geltzeiler there, 15 minutes of heat. And then we had some random FaceTimes throughout the show, gambling to see who would actually pick up a FaceTime. Crotty did not. Cunha did not at first. He did the second time. Leroy Horde answered my FaceTime. Fred Taylor answered Crowder's FaceTime. So if you want to hear all that nonsense, download the podcast, download the radio.com app, and have a little fun. Coming up on the radio station. So at 6 o'clock on 790 The Ticket, you're going to get Ticket Rewind. And at 6 o'clock on 560 The Joe, you're going to get The Joe Rewind. So you'll hear some of the best stuff that you may have missed today on the radio stations. And then after that, tonight on 560, you're going to get Panthers Hockey. And on 790, you're going to get Miami Heat Basketball. So you got a nice night of listening to local sports. That'll do it for us. Go Panthers. Go Heat. And we will speak with you mañana.
Mint is for mouth health, period.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. Need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.